Welcome to the 124th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome. I have been waiting to have this episode because I can't wait to tell you what's going on in my practice. For those who don't know me, I've been doing this podcast for 123 episodes pretty much every week since I started to talk about plant-based nutrition. And this podcast actually started after I started doing a nutrition class in my office where I teach the science behind plant-based nutrition. And I then started cooking and people tasting, and we go shopping and we menu plan and we talk about the social aspects of eating plant-based nutrition. And I've had tremendous success. It has transformed my practice, and it's kind of like been the awakening for me. And I want to take you through a little bit about the evolution of my practice of medicine and how I've come to where I am and what I'm announcing today. And I guess I'm going to get to the punchline first and let you know, as listeners, if you don't live in the Port Charlotte, Florida area, which is about 45 minutes south of Sarasota, there's opportunity for you, so you don't need to just turn your computer off. We're having online programs that have been introduced now, and there's a level one and a level two. And the level one is an introduction to plant-based nutrition through monthly webinars, weekly newsletters, a private Facebook group, and recipes that I'll be sending. So you'll have online access to a lot of information that'll be private just to you. And then there's the level two program, which will add a conference call with me every month. And so once a month, we'll talk about your healthcare goals and what you'd like to achieve, and talk about plant-based nutrition, where you might be having problems, what medications you're on, how we can get you off of them, what would be the sequence of progression to get you off of medications, and I'll guide you through. And so that'll be a monthly phone call with me, as well as the webinars, as well as the private Facebook group, as well as access to the newsletter and recipes. And then over the next couple of months, I'm also adding a registered dietitian call during that month as well. So 1 week you'll speak with me, and 1 week you'll speak with a registered dietitian, and the other weeks we'll have webinars and online information in the Facebook group for questions and answers. So it should be really exciting to take you to where you're going for healthcare goals, because a lot of people have been emailing me and saying, you know, geez, I wish there was a plant-based doctor in my area, or I have a heart problem and I'm doing really well, but my doctor doesn't understand me or doesn't want anything to do with this. And there are a few cardiologists, there are a few of us around, and in various parts of the country, but they're not a lot at this point. And there's not a lot that is as actively involved as far as the nutrition aspect and how to do it. Part of it is that I have a passion for cooking and nutrition and endurance athletics. So, I like to put those all together. And over the years, I've, wanted to have a wellness program, and I've looked at it several different times, and I've written about it and tried to figure out how it would play out. And it really wasn't until I saw the movie Forks Over Knives. I had been vegan for a while. And when I heard Dr. Esselstyn talk about how he actually, did the nutrition courses and educated people on the science and stayed with them and kept in contact with them, and he had great success. And I knew at that point that's what I wanted to do. And I've really enjoyed that. And again, great success as far as having people get off their medications and their chest pain goes away, their diabetic neuropathy goes away, we get them off of their diabetic medications, and we've even had patients just, as a side effect, their cancers stop progressing, and, their rheumatoid arthritis goes away, and, all that was starting to happen. And, the practice is, the nutrition course has actually evolved. At first I started just bringing in some samples and talking about plant-based nutrition, and then I started cooking in front of people, and then we started going to the grocery store and shopping together, and it's been, you know, it's just kind of taken off from then. But at the end of the 6 weeks, the patients, the students say, well, you know, I'm sorry this is ending. I don't feel like I quite have enough courage to go on by myself, or I'm not quite there yet. I wish there was, you know, something more. So, you know, now I've decided to add the something more. My career obviously started with a residency in internal medicine, and then I went to do a cardiology fellowship at the University of Pittsburgh. And, you know, all of this was hospital-based, so I learned to take care of people in, you know, at times when they were the sickest, when they were having heart failure, when they were having their acute myocardial infarction, where they were having the arrhythmia that caused them not to be able to breathe correctly. And so I learned to do cardiac procedures, catheterization, pacemakers, you know, monitoring patients with invasive arterial lines, and then, of course, treating with medications. And that's kind of how you come out of practice, is how to treat people aggressively when they're the sickest of the sick, when they're having their cardiac arrest, when they're having their acute infarction, when things are about as bad as they can get, and how to act quickly and treat them. And when I finished my training, I went back to my hometown at West Virginia University, and I was on faculty there, and I was the director of the echocardiography laboratory. And as part of that, I looked at valvular heart disease, and we did special procedures called a transesophageal echo to look at their valves, to decide when they may need valve surgery, to look at tumors within the heart. We did stress tests to determine whether or not they were at risk for coronary artery disease. We treated them for heart failure. And again, it was all in the hospital setting where people were the sickest of the sick. And the way academic medicine goes with residents and fellows and interns and medical students, I just didn't have the connection with the patient that I wanted as far as my thought on how I would really wanted to practice medicine. And so I left and came to Florida because I like the sun, and frankly, I like to golf, and my parents were already down here, and I thought the best life would be to live on a golf course and practice medicine and be near my family. Turns out I never golfed once I got here. I raised my daughter and, you know, started my practice, and it was busy, and I was in a small group, and then I was in a large group, and sort of, you know, big box medicine where lots of procedures were done and lots of patients were seen, and there would be 20, 30 people in the hospital. And, you know, I can remember being in the hallways thinking, geez, you know, running as fast as I could from room to room and floor to floor. And it's like, is this really what it's all about? But I did meet a lot of nice patients, and those patients were kind enough to follow me when I decided to go out into private practice on my own. And I went on my own, which was just fairly unheard of as far as being a cardiologist, because that meant I kind of had to take call every night for myself. So I, you know, I've carried the phone everywhere I went, and I carried the beeper. And the only time I didn't take my own call is if I went out of town. And but it was great because I had a practice that was really like I wanted it. We took care of patients like I would want my family to be taken care of. That was kind of the premise for my small office staff and myself. You know, I held on to the principles that I learned in medical school and residency, and that, you know, we're only going to do things and do testing that we know what we'll do with the answer that we get, whether it's positive or negative. We have a plan in mind before. We're just not going to just test people for the sheer desire to test people. I was adamant about not practicing anti-lawyer medicine, as far as I didn't practice medicine for fear of being sued. I did what I thought was right. And, you know, I've held that premise that if you do the right thing, everything will take care of itself for the most part. And the idea was not to do anything unless somebody could live longer or live better. And so that's basically how I practice medicine. But insurance companies and industry is, you know, have continued to, you know, interfere, and the government has continued to interfere with the practice of medicine, with electronic medical records and regulations, and, you know, all the hoops that you have to jump through. And, you know, more and more journal articles that I read were sponsored by the drug company. You know, the studies were all backed by the drug company themselves. So, you know, obviously, you know that there's not going to be, it's going to be biased. The purity of medicine started to decrease as far as, you know, it became more about, you know, funding from drug companies, and the journals were sponsored by the drug companies, and it became more and more difficult to sort out what was real and what was biased information. And I started to see things for maybe not, you know, they weren't as they seemed. You know, it's the things weren't as they should be. And again, you know, along about that time, I started noticing, you know, I have a strong family history of heart disease and diabetes, and my cholesterol was starting to go up. I was starting to get indigestion, and I was starting to medicate myself as far as cholesterol and medications. And I thought if I became an endurance athlete, that would, you know, help me to stave off my family history of heart disease and diabetes. So I started running marathons, and I ran more. I'd sign up for one after the other, and my cholesterol really wasn't dropping that much. My weight dropped a little bit. I was never tremendously overweight, but you know, my weight dropped some, but my cholesterol was still up enough that I took a little bit of a statin therapy, and finally I came across Diet for New America with John Robbins, and, you know, became vegan, and that was very helpful. But again, it wasn't until Forks Over Knives that I, you know, truly, you know, got hit over the head, and it was what I would call the awakening, that, you know, you can't out-exercise what you eat. You know, if you put bad fuel in the car, no matter what you do, the car is not going to run right, so to speak, as an analogy. And so I added nutrition into my, you know, my exercise regimen, and obviously plant-based nutrition, and that's when I started to add it into my practice. And at first, I would talk to patients, you know, and tell them about plant-based nutrition and tell them about Forks Over Knives, and try to, in the, you know, 20-minute office visit, explain to them the process of nitric oxide production and dilating your arteries and decreasing your risk of coronary artery disease and decreasing your inflammation and eliminating dairy. And was a lot to cover with the patient when they came in with chest pain, and you had to, you know, find out, or whatever they came in with, and, you know, diagnose what was wrong and come up with a treatment plan and assess their medications and assess everything else and assess nutrition, especially when they didn't come in wanting to talk about nutrition at all. So I found myself hoarse at the end of the day because I talked to so many patients about plant-based nutrition, and really, you know, maybe one in the whole day would have any interest whatsoever at first when I would just talk about it. And it wasn't until I decided to do the nutrition course that I started to make any progress. And once, you know, I could show people that the food tasted good and it looked good, and present the science in a, you know, about an hour and a half session, and we would do six sessions, it started to click. And so people started to try it, and people started to have success. And that was, without a doubt, the most rewarding aspect of my whole career, is when I started to be able to reverse disease, because then, as a physician, I was truly successful. So after all these years of treating and stabilizing and you know, watching this disease and holding on to people and picking them up when their disease got worse, or they had heart failure and they had the heart failure, all of a sudden I was able to actually make some of these illnesses go away, make the blood pressure go away, make the diabetes go away, make the chest pain go away. And that's truly awakening as a physician. And, you know, once that, and I've talked to my colleagues who are plant-based physicians. And once that happens, you can't go back. It's truly awakening. And the question comes, how do you sustain that? Because it takes time. And you start to see the world for what it is. You start to see all the misinformation out there as far as fad diets to make people feel good about their bad habits, the Nutrisystem, eat pizza and lose weight, eat a brownie and lose weight, watch in moderation, exercise vigorously 8 hours a day and you'll be okay, and you can eat butter in your coffee and all these confusing things, eat coconut oil, don't eat bananas, and everybody's, just become so, so confused that they give up. And, truly in the practice, when I talk to people, it's not that people aren't trying. They're trying everything. They're trying every fad diet known to man, but they have no idea. And they believe, why would somebody lie to them? They believe what they read and what they hear. And they want to be healthy, but they don't know how. So all of a sudden, I have the information on how to be healthy. And I have a population that desperately needs to be healthy. And I need to figure out how to deliver it to everybody, not just some people. And the other thing that happens is that, I'm in an area where there's a lot of elderly people, and a lot of times people don't want to cook, or they haven't cooked over the years, and they want to go out, and it's so deadly to them to go to these restaurants that are full of salt and fat, and they become more and more ill. It trickles down. If you start to look at people, they become, over time, younger and younger people are humped over their computers so that they have loss of mobility. They're losing muscle mass. Their joints hurt in their 40s, that they can't do anything. I can't run because my knees hurt or my ankles hurt. My back hurts. I can't do this. And that, 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week is probably all people can muster. And they're just becoming more and more unhealthy. And so in an environment where, when I first moved down here, it was the people that were in their 80s that were sick and everybody else was okay. Now I'm looking at people like, not unlike when I was in West Virginia, when people were in their 40s and 50s were very ill. And I'm seeing more and more cancers, more and more heart disease, diabetes, and coronary artery disease at a very young age. I know what the answer is and I need to change it. So, with all that in mind, I've decided to pull the trigger and offer a practice that offers all of that. So, my plan from yesterday going forward was to offer cardiology to all my patients, but also to be available to be their primary care doctor, because I want to assess the whole person. I want to be available for people when they need it. So they may be, working and they may not need to come in. They may just need to talk to me about something, but I want to be able to assess people and see where they are. If it's a functional movement problem that they have, an awakening they need to have, it's like, you should be able to run 3 miles at, 45 or 50 without getting winded. If you can't get off the floor, if you can't do a squat, if your back is so stiff that you can't get your arms over your head, we've got a problem and we have to address it. We also have to address your weight, your cholesterol, and your muscle strength. And we also need to decrease your risk of cholesterol or decrease your risk of cancer, reverse your high cholesterol, reverse your blood pressure, reverse your prediabetes. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to assess people and see where they are and come up with a plan for them to achieve what they perceive as the optimal health that they would like to achieve. It could be different for everybody. But with that in mind, we'll have a game plan so that we can follow it out and see people as much as they need to, or see people on, talk with people online, communicate back and forth through email if they're traveling, so we can keep in touch. So it's a plan to maintain health and to optimize wellness. So it's an investment in people, in one's health for the future. Because the idea is to get to live as long as you can, as well as you can. And I think that has been masqueraded and covered up over the last few years especially. So we're going to assess people and see where they are and see where their risk factors are and see what needs to be adjusted and come up with a plan. Obviously, I want to offer the nutrition course to everyone, and we're going to expand it. We'll have as many as need be to seat everybody. We'll continue to discuss the science behind whole food, plant-based nutrition. I'll teach different ways of cooking, whether it be ethnic dishes, you know, raw food cooking in a healthy manner, not a high-fat manner. You know, how do you make hors d'oeuvres for a party? How do you entertain plant-based? How do you socialize plant-based? We'll offer some discounts on yoga, some discounts on some low-fat, salt-free, salt and sugar-free options for people that don't want to cook. We're going to partner with local restaurants to get you know, opportunities for people to go out and get plant-based, whole food, no added salt dinners and have some discounts through the program. The next stage will be to expand this into the community to, you know, try to get this area to be more like a blue zone to have more things offered to people and have more people focus on wellness as opposed to chronic illness. We'll have discounts on labs that need to be done, but not just done because we can. Testing will be limited and when needed, but not just done to be done. Your time will be as valuable as my time, as it's always been, so there'll be no waiting, no sitting in doctor's offices, especially mine, for hours on end to see somebody that's not going to address what you really need to have addressed. The podcast will go on weekly. It's going to remain free of charge, and it's going to be here for everyone. But again, if you're someone that doesn't live in the area and you want to increase communication with me through one of the online courses, I'd love to meet you and get a game plan for you that you could follow. And you know, you may need your local primary care intermittently, but we can really get a game plan to get you off your medications. You know, I can communicate with your primary physician as need be to help them or to encourage them or give them the courage to do so because there aren't very many physicians that have any experience taking people off of medications because they've never done it. They've never thought about doing it. They just keep putting Band-Aids on these illnesses. So people are afraid to take people off cholesterol medicine. I giggle all the time when I'm backing off on cholesterol medications. I never did it 5 years ago. But now I spend more time taking people off of medication than I do putting people on medication. And actually, I rarely add a statin to anybody because it's so easy to get their cholesterol down without the use of a statin. So I encourage you to go to my website. It's been revamped. It's drdelaney.com. It's DocTorDulaney. And you can see all of the different programs that I'm offering and the benefits. And there's a section on frequently asked questions. But certainly, if you have any questions whatsoever, you can email me at jamiedulaney@gmail.com. It's jamiedulaney@gmail.com. You can also email me through the website at jamie@drdelaney.com. You can call the office at 941-235-9231. We're having information sessions here in town on Saturdays, Tuesday, and Thursdays to inform local people about what's going on. But certainly I can speak with you over the phone if you have questions, if you'd like to come down and do a consult. The final conversion will take place by October the 1st, so people have time to make a decision if they like. But as soon as you make the decision to join one of these programs, the sooner we start to get your health goals lined up and get a plan to optimize your health care. This allow me to do telemedicine. It allow me to, help you wherever you are and wherever I am. So life should be better for all of us. Some people say that, well, you know, I have husbands and wives, and the husband will say, well, you know, my wife doesn't need extra care like that because she's healthy. And I, kind of come back and say, well, is she's healthy today, but is she going to be healthy tomorrow? And investing in your health is, you know, about the best investment that you can make, because it allows you to live the best for as long as she possibly can. And, you know, waiting to get ill is really, you know, not the way to go. It's a lot better to be able to prevent illness than to try to reverse it once it starts. And a lot of diseases people don't realize are, you know, lifestyle diseases. We know that diabetes and high cholesterol and hypertension are lifestyle diseases, but a lot of people don't realize that a lot of degenerative disc disease is lifestyle related, because the small blood vessels that feed the vertebral bodies become diseased and the vertebral bodies shrink, and then back pain starts. You know, chronic disease and dysfunction, you know, because of people's posture and muscle imbalances start. And a lot of the inflammation that people have in their joints is also diet related. Their immune function and certainly the risk of cancer increases because of what their nutrition is. So, you know, just going along, without regard, hope and waiting for the shoe to drop is really not, you know, the good thing to do. There's a great debate in our society right now as far as healthcare policy and what insurance should cover. But, you know, again, I'm of the belief that, you know, health insurance was originally designed for catastrophic illnesses. You know, a car wreck, a fracture, some terrible infection, perhaps a cancer, or some other disease process, but that was what health insurance was for. It wasn't for health maintenance or wellness. That's something we have to invest in, just like we invest our money in other things that, you know, for our future. So I think that investing in your healthcare is, again, one of the best investments that you can make, because, again, it dictates how you'll live out the rest of your life, whether you'll be able to travel and enjoy your grandkids and be active into your 80s and 90s, or will you be chronically ill and be subject to all these multiple procedures that keep this huge medical industry going. So, I hope you take a look at my website and, you know, give me an email, give me a shout out, and let me know what you think. And I'd be glad to answer any questions. As far as the rest of my life, I'm still training for Ironman Chattanooga at the end of September. I'm running, swimming, and biking, and it's coming along great. I'm also doing a weight training program, twice a week, and that's going good. I feel good. I'm trying to keep my own mobility up. I think it's huge, hugely important. We have, again, it's tropical fruit season in Florida. It's my favorite time of the year. Different mangoes are coming into season, and discovered a new fruit this summer, Mamay sapota. And I talked about it before, so we even have it at our local Publix. It's a great fruit. I've been eating it for breakfast and before bike rides, and I feel really good. Dragon fruit starting to come in season, which is a pretty magenta-colored fruit that makes a great dessert. Of course, pineapple and watermelon. I love watermelon smoothies after I ride and run. I think it's a great way to hydrate. So I use fruit. You know, I use fruit as my medicine. Fruit for breakfast for the most part, and fruit after lunch and fruit after dinner. It's full of antioxidants and phytochemicals. Decreases the inflammation that I might induce on myself during endurance events. So I'm finding that my recovery is even better this summer than it was last summer. Because I'm focusing so much more on getting the fruit in and the vegetables in, and, you know, not so much the other things. The starches are taking a back seat for me as far as, I rarely eat any bread or pasta. for the most part, potatoes are involved somewhat, and some whole grains, but it's just really pounding the fruits and vegetables, and it's making a huge difference, and I'm enjoying it. So this Saturday for our information session, I'll be sharing breakfast with the people that are interested in the new form of practice, and we'll be having some fruit. And I hope they'll enjoy that and get an idea of just how healthy you can be when you're eating a whole food plant-based diet. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great weekend.